Hi, CityCast listeners. Today, we are talking about the best places in Houston to go with your friends. I'm joined by the CityCast crew, Carleon Jones, Brooke Lewis, and A.K. Almoman. It is Thursday, September 29th, 2022. I'm Lisa Gray, and this is CityCast Houston. Carly, Brooke, A.K., y'all are ready to talk about outings with friends?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Carly, for a relaxing time with friends, what would you do?
Okay, so I saw this thing on TikTok. You know, TikTok is, that's the source of life at this point.
It is not relaxing, though.
Well, TikTok's not. But there's this spa called 7-Day Spa on Bel Air Boulevard, and they have this package that's like super affordable. It's $59 for a body and foot massage, 70 minutes, like 70 minutes. So they also like have hot rocks, and they have a sauna, showers. The rating on TikTok was a 10 out of 10. And so then I went to the ratings online, and it's a 4.7 out of 5, which that's great. That's great. So I'm planning on going to this pretty soon. And I feel like this is like the perfect way to go relax with friends. Y'all should check it out.
Wow. Okay. I want to. All right, Brooke, what about you? What would you do to relax with friends?
Okay. So I feel like I have the perfect day planned, or at least the perfect day for myself. It starts off with a walk or a bike ride at either Herman Park or Buffalo Bayou. I would say maybe Herman right now because it's more shaded and you'll get cooler. Then brunch is always going to be a relaxing thing to me, but you want to pick a spot that is less crowded than, you know, your typical brunch spot. So I would say a good place is Adair Kitchen, which is kind of in the Galleria area. And they have a very simple American breakfast, like think waffles, pancakes, eggs, etc. But like, It's never too crowded there. Like, you may have to stand in a little small line, but it's not like, you know, if you're going to a really, really just packed line place.
It's not the Breakfast Club or Turkey Leg Hut.
Yeah. Although we love those places. Yeah. But this is supposed to be relaxing. So I feel like you just want to kind of ease in for a quick brunch, get out. And so then after brunch, I think for me, a little shopping is always relaxing if you're not spending too much money. So going to Rice Village, honestly, just even walking through the stores in Rice, even if you don't plan on buying anything, is relaxing to me. Like, I love the little boutiques they have. I think Francesca's is one of my favorite ones. And if you are still looking for a brunch spot, you could also try Rice Village. And there's, if you're thinking of like a little cute girls' day out, then I recommend Sweet Paris, which is like a perfect kind of girly brunch spot. It's delicious. And
I love Sweet Paris.
Yes. And yeah, if it almost feels like a little escape. Like, you do feel a little like you went to a small part of France there. And then after that, after you've walked and shopped to your heart's content, you can get a little treat for yourself. And I feel like you should stop at the chocolate bar, because that place is, it's just like, I think you could not get anything bad off the menu. It is so good. Yeah.
And then you're relaxed.
Yeah. Then you're relaxed.
That is such a good day, though. Mm-hmm. That is a whole day.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Brooke is the friend you want to have.
Oh, yeah. If you want me to plan, I'm serious. If you want me to plan a relaxing day for you, maybe I should start a little side business. I could come up with a good relaxing day.
Like a Google Sheets agenda will be sent to your email the day you're hanging out with Brooke, and I love it. I really love it. Okay. Mine is a little simpler than the rest. I went with like more a thematic vibe. But I think one of my favorite spots in Houston that kind of sometimes like it gets underrated because it's, I guess, so like like famous for the city, but the aquarium.
Mm. Tilman Fertitta's aquarium at the edge of downtown? Oh, AKA.
Why did she say the name?
Is it Tilman Fertitta's now?
No, it's always belonged to Tilman Fertitta, like the tackiest guy on the planet. Yeah.
I never knew it was owned by Tilman Fertitta. That's probably where their sign fell.
Okay, okay. But this feels like a tourist trap. AKA, what is relaxing about the aquarium?
Okay, so here's the thing. I think that Houston is very difficult for you. Like, you really have to pray to the gods. You have to, like fortune tell, look at the weather forecast for a few days so you could go to the Houston Zoo. And I feel like the aquarium gives you kind of a similar experience at a smaller scale and air conditioned. I think they have some really nice, like, exhibitions you can go to. I really like their restaurant. It's really cute with all those big fishies and those big tanks. The stingray, a few months ago, I went and touched the stingrays for the first time. Yeah. That was my first time ever touching stingrays. I loved it. They felt so squishy and stuff. And then the little park outside.
The one with the Ferris wheel and the carnival rides.
Yes, I love the Ferris.
Right?
Yeah, I love the Ferris wheel so much. Yep, you get to see the highway. I don't know. I feel like Houston is very much about its highways, and you get to be on top of the highways. You get to see all of Houston kind of move into, especially if you're going in the daytime, you see all of Houston kind of go to work and you're just seated. You're just sitting. I don't know. Something very alluring about it.
Did you ride the little choo-choo train to see the white tiger?
Yes. I love it. The aquarium is a good entry level. I think if you're more of like a nerd like me, you like board games, you like card games, you wanna have like a fun game night out with your friends, and you wanna do it outdoors, not at somebody's house, I think Coral Swords is a perfect cafe for all of that. They have dice and board games like sitting on the wall when you walk in. They have like Magic the Gathering at tournaments. They have D&D nights over there. They have really good pastries. I love their coffee. Their seating arrangement is all couched. So it's like these couches that are like by the windowsills. So you get to watch outside, sit really comfortably. They have plugs for everything you need. So if like you're running a game of D&D, you can have all your laptops, all your tablets, all your phones like plugged in. It's very much like for the homebody who has been convinced to go out, but doesn't want to go out. I think that is the best, like it will ease them into the idea of going out more. And it's air conditioned.
So do you need to take everybody you need to play the game you want to play, or can you pick up some extras there if it's just you and one friend?
Yeah, you can go with a couple of friends and kind of go see what kind of game night they're having. They have a lot of games that are designed for two people, three people, four people. So I recommend it if you're like just want to take one of your friends out for like a weekend, like early weekend, like a Friday afternoon, you could go there. I bet you'll find a lot of people there who are willing to jump in and play with you. It's like a nice little communal space too, I think.
Okay, this makes me really happy because I used to go to Tea and Victory all the time, but it closed down. Yep. So I was like, where's so my tragic. Next board game cafe? So I definitely want to check that out.
Coral Swords, yeah. It's incredible. So there, a popular one and an underrated one, I think.
Excellent. So for me, relaxing is like best with yoga and in a beautiful place outdoors. And so something that one of my best friends and I do almost every Saturday is go to Discovery Green. At 9 o'clock, there is a really good free outdoor yoga class, Hatha Yoga. It's a style called Yoga Better. And you're moving slowly with all sorts of other Houstonians surrounded by the downtown skyline and chirping birds and, you know, if you're lucky, a breeze and some shade. And I just think it's a great way to calm yourself down. And then, you know, you and your friend can go get a cup of coffee and hang out. So that's mine.
A friend texted me about this like yoga spot in Discovery Green. They were super excited that they were doing like yoga classes out there. I didn't know it's been going on for a while.
Oh, for years. And there are other parks around town that offer free yoga classes. Levy Park has good ones. I think there's a donation class at Herman Park. But if you just, you know, Google around, you can find them close to you.
Yeah, actually, fun fact, I ran into Lisa at Discovery Green Yoga.
It's true.
Only a couple weeks ago. So, and that was my first time there. And I love yoga. So I feel like now is the perfect time to do outdoor yoga because it's getting a little bit cooler.
Yeah, I used to do it in high school. We actually used to have to do it for cheerleading. I don't know why. So strange, but it was actually, we all enjoyed it though. We actually had a good time with that. So I would love to get back into doing that.
I really like it. I like it in that place. All right. So Carly, let's go to the next one. What would be a place you go for a fun night out with friends with drinks?
Okay, so I feel like a good place to go for a fun night out would be Houston's Improv Comedy. They have a huge list of comedians that come in like every week. And when you go to the show, they're about like $40, sometimes a little less, sometimes like a little bit more. But you'll see at least three comedians. There's typically like a 2-drink minimum, so you'll definitely get your drinks in. there's food. And it's just a good way to laugh and kind of just relax and, you know, be with your friends, but, you know, see something different, you know? Like outside of a
share an experience.
Yeah, exactly. Outside of like a nightclub or something like that. It's just like a different type of fun.
Yeah. Brooke, what about you? Where would you go for a fun night out with drinks?
Okay. So since I'm 30.
An old woman. Oh my God.
My idea of a night out is not staying out till 2 anymore. But I do like, I love an outdoor patio. I love an outdoor patio with drinks. And so I feel like my favorite places in Houston are like Boheme and Montrose. They have a great outdoor patio. And they always have entertainment, I feel like, while you're sitting out there. They're also famous for their drag brunches on Sundays.
Ooh, I love a drag brunch. Oh my gosh.
Yes. But then also, there's some other spots like Axelrod. I know that to some people may be like, I've been to Axelrod 1,000 times, but even I've been there 1,000 times, but I always have a great time when I'm there. Like, I feel like you could sit there for hours just talking with your friends, hanging out. They have games there too that you could play. Like, I've played Jenga there a bunch of times.
Axelrod is my go-to. That was the one that I was going to say because it's just like the easy default.
Yeah. Like everyone knows, like if you want to make everybody happy, I feel like you choose Axelrod because no one's going to complain mostly about going there. It can get...
It's big. It's lively. It has a soul.
Yeah. It can get packed there. And sometimes it's hard to find parking, but it's just so fun. And to sit under all the colorful lights, have a drink, laugh with your friends. I love it. I will also say some honorable mention patios are Present Company. I really like that place. Yes. You brought it up for brunch before.
It's great.
Then I love Brazil's patio. I think some people go there.
The front one?
The back one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not sitting on Westheimer.
No.
But you're tucked away behind in that sort of tropical seeming.
Yeah.
Quiet place.
You're tucked away. And I think so many people go to Brazil without realizing that there's a patio in the back. I even had a friend the other day tell me, like, I went to Brazil and I just now realized there's a patio in the back. And it's a totally different experience than the front patio because I think you feel more tucked away. Sometimes they have music out there. It's just another chill, calming spot.
All right. So, AK, what about you? Where would you go for a fun night out with drinks?
This theme for this one is more like if you want to go out for a wine night. And so one of my favorite places for wine is Postino's because... Especially if you want to go out on the weekday. I believe during the week, Postino's has half off for their wine bottles and their cheese boards are to die for.
I love Postino's.
I think it's one of the... Postino's is so good. It's so good. We will go out there, especially the one in Montrose is phenomenal. But if you want something more classy, more upscale, I guess, the Wine Merchant is a great place. On Fridays, they have wine tastings. They have one of the widest selections of wine in Houston, so you can try anything to your heart's content. It's really amazing. Every time I want to buy a gift for a friend, I will go to the wine merchant and buy one of the wines that I tasted at their wine tastings. They also have wine seminars. So they'll teach you about wine, like randomly sometimes. Like sometimes they'll just have a class because they have actual like certified wine merchants in there. It's incredible.
Like sommeliers will like tell you this is what a Pinot Grigio should taste like. And that is the taste of
exactly.
Melon. Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
Sounds kind of educational.
Sometimes you want a fun educational night.
Yeah, I was about to say that's the kind of education I like.
Education with drinks. All right. So, Carly, for heartbreak recovery, where do you go? Where do you take a friend?
So for me, I feel like when your friend is going through a heartbreak, you need more than one day, right? So I did a weekend. And I'm going to take my friend to Margaritaville.
Love it.
It's in Lake Conroe. And I feel like it's a great way to recover from a heartbreak because you have time in the hotel room, you know, in your suite with your friend to talk and let them cry it out. But you also can go do like a cabana beside the pool. You can get that for like $200 and it's a 4-guest maximum. So if you split that up, it's like $50 a piece. They have like wine tours that you can go on. So they have like this wine tour that will take you to 3 different spots.
Oh.
Yeah, like they will drive you around, like pretty cool, you know?
So it's not all margaritas at Margaritaville.
No, not all margaritas. Well, I think the wine tour is not on the resort. They actually like take you from the resort and drive you around to it. But I still think it's something pretty cool that they offer. There's like, you can rent a boat, you can rent canoes, you can go golfing. Like, there's just so much that you can do there, but you also have the opportunity to like relax and just kind of soak everything in. So I think it's the perfect little getaway.
Yeah.
This is going on my list immediately.
Yes.
This is one of my favorite things I've heard. I love canoeing, boat riding, like anything by a lake. Like, yes, 100%. This is going on my list right now.
Yes. That's the perfect thing. Like, there's so much to do. If you go to their website, you'll see all the other things that they offer. There's even like fall events. So y'all should definitely check it out.
All right. Brooke, what about you? What about heartbreaks?
Okay, so I feel like my list is for when you're done crying. Like maybe Carly's is good for when you just found out and you're going to go to Margaritaville. So this is when you're done crying a little bit and you want to have fun. I feel like a good way to recover from a heartbreak is just to have fun with your friends. Mm-hmm. And so karaoke for me is such a fun distraction.
Yes.
Like there are some really good karaoke spots around town. I feel like Kung Fu on Washington is one of my favorites. Definitely had a birthday party there a few years ago. Spotlight Karaoke is another great one.
Yes.
And actually, I remember going to a Spotlight Karaoke, and this was when I was in my 20s, like early 20s. And I think all of my friends, we were all just annoyed with all had boy problems. And when we got to Spotlight, it was like everybody else was also going through a boy problem because all the songs were like talking about heartbreak or like some kind of man hating girl power like anthem. And it was such a fun night. So I think karaoke is a great way to like bond with your friends, but also have fun at the same time. Mm-hmm. So, and then other, I feel like fun group activities. Again, I'm going to mention bowling. You guys know I love bowling. Mm-hmm. Going to a water park like Splash Town or Schlitterbahn. Mm. And then I feel like going to an escape room would also be really fun. Because then you're like using your brain. You're not thinking about whatever person. You're thinking about how to get out of this room. So
total distraction.
Yeah, that all sounds really fun. And Spotlight has rooms that you can rent also. My friend got one for her birthday a couple weeks ago, and it was like 30 of us in a room, and it was just so fun. Like,
That's so fun. Yeah. I feel like the stage, too, is really fun because you feel like, oh, I'm kind of like a celebrity singing on the stage.
What is your go-to song, Brooke?
Okay, anything probably Beyonce or Destiny's Child, probably. Usually Destiny's Child, because I just feel like those are the best. Everybody always knows them. You just have fun.
Oh, all right.
Put your hands up. Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's poppin'. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived.
Okay, what about you? What do you do when helping somebody recover from a heartbreak?
So I'm going for that instance where, like, you found out that it's like it happened and you're just like, I just don't want to think about anything. I just want to go out. I just want to forget all my troubles. And I went with the Holy Trinity of Montrose, the gay bars. They're basically like, in Montrose, we have this thing where, like, when we go out on the weekend, we just bar hop. But the three, like, the ones that encompass all of our time is JR, Eagles, and Crocker. Mm-hmm. If you're ever in Montrose at night, you will find most people are like circling those three bars. JR is more of like your starter set. That's where you're going to start your night off. That's where you get your first Bellini. That's where you get your first drink. And then you hop over to Eagles. They have like go-go dances. They have a smoky dance stage, a lot of pop music. Sometimes they'll just play Dolly Parton randomly in there. It's amazing. And then you end your night at Crocker. Drinks are $3. Basically no mixers. The mixer is a splash.
Dangerous.
Then, yeah. Their drinks are dangerous. And it's all hip-hop and R&B music. You can drop it down. You can do whatever you want. You can dance. No one's going to judge you.
Oh, baby. They drop it down in there. It's a time.
Yeah. Yes. It gets hot. They just recently fixed their AC or installed an AC. But it got sweaty in there back in the day.
Yeah.
But if you want something more with a show, I mean, every gay bar in Montrose has some sort of type of like drag show of sorts late at night. But if you want to go for something that's like geared towards a drag show, Rebar's Drag Brunch, I think, is becoming like one of my favorites in the city. You wake up in the morning, it's 11 in the morning, you've just broken up with somebody, your friends pull you over, you roll up to the show, it's going to be four or five drag queens doing some of the best choreography you've seen for a couple of hours. You wait outside, there's a bar outside and a seating patio, you order your mimosas, your Bloody Marys, you go in, you order food, you get your dollar bills, you throw them at the drag queens. Everyone is giving some of the best performances I've seen. Sometimes RuPaul winners will show up and do performances there. Last time we went, a RuPaul finalist who's from Houston did their performance there. It was amazing. It is expensive. By the end of it, you will spend close to $100, but you would have had so much fun, you're not going to care. Also, best Bellinis in town. Those Bellinis will have you not finish Sunday fun day. So be careful.
You gotta finish Sunday fun day, though.
I know. So you gotta pace yourself, boo. You gotta pace yourself.
What about you, Lisa?
So I was thinking about the best thing that anyone ever did for me after my heart had been broken. And it was nearly 20 years ago. And it wasn't a man. It was a job. You know, I had had this long, complicated relationship with the Houston Press, an alternative newspaper. And finally, it had become clear I just needed to end that thing. And my friend Suzanne Tice took me to the Texas Gwandi Temple, which you probably have driven past it and wondered what the heck is that. If you're driving on I-45 between Hobby Airport heading toward downtown, you see it from the freeway. It is the Chinese Temple in Edo. It's got this three-tiered orange roof, and there are dragons on top and statues of temple dogs and incarnations of the Buddha. It's a place where people worship the Chinese deity Guandi, which is sort of a protection deity. But I didn't know any of that when Suzanne took me there. You know, we just went to this extraordinary temple, and the monks who spoke Vietnamese welcomed the two of us in. It was obviously this sacred space and super quiet. There were tinkling bells. Suzanne told them that I was going through a transition, and they were just wonderful. We did some sort of ritual. I don't remember all the details, but it involved a slip of paper and lighting incense and just standing there watching it burn. And I realized, oh, this was what I needed. I needed a ritual. I needed to say that this part of my life was over and now it's time to move on. And I don't think it cured my heartbreak, but I did feel that I was moving, and it really meant a lot to me.
This sounds so cool.
That sounds great.
This sounds incredible.
Yeah, I am just so grateful to those monks in that temple. So, and, you know, they welcome people just to drop in. It's open 10 to 5 most days. It's free. They'll take donations. And I love them.
I would love to try that. It sounds like a magical experience almost, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was just very moving. So I highly recommend it. All right, y'all. This has been good.
It has. I really enjoyed this.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun.
Same here.
I'm going to go canoeing.
That was the CityCast crew. Producer Carleon Jones, newsletter writer Brooke Lewis, and producer A.K. Al Mullman. A.K., what else is going on around Houston today?
Hey, Lisa, did you see the new research from IZEA's Institute of Labor Economics that has shown that minority students benefit from diversity in their teaching environment? As the Latino community continues to become a majority in the state of Texas, their representation in a systemic matter has remained underwhelming. Most apparent in public education, as Latino students represented 53% of the state's 5.4 million students, while only 29% of teachers and 25% of principals were Latino. Considering white students only accounted for 26%, while 56% and 57% of teachers and principals were white respectively, advocates are calling for schools to diversify their staff to better represent their cultural and racial makeup.
That is it for our show today. Please, if you like what you hear, tell a friend. Help us find our people. We will be back tomorrow. See you then. Uh-oh, did we drop Brooke?
We lost you.
Oh,
no.
Brooke, come back.
I'm still here.